The Peak 104.1. Good morning. I'm Robin Fox with a very special guest on the line. It is Axel Good here with us this morning. Thank you for being on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So we have you on the phone from Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Right there in Dallas?
Yes.
And you were on flight 1143. Now, for someone who's not familiar, that is the flight that went from Cleveland to Dallas. It contained someone who now has a confirmed case of Ebola. I cannot even imagine what you're going through. If you could just walk us through how you found out about all this.
Well, yesterday morning, Wednesday, I woke up to a lot of text messages coming in. And, I checked them, and my father had messaged me and said that there was a nurse on flight 1143, Frontier Airlines. And at first I thought he was messing with me because there was no way that he knew my flight, though. I didn't tell him which one I was flying or anything like that. And I went and looked at articles. I saw that, in fact, someone had been on the flight. And all the reports were that she was asymptomatic and there was no real worry, but the CDC wanted all the passengers to contact them. I went ahead and called them at 11:19 a.m. and they got back to me around 1 o'clock and took down all my information, my address, phone number, et cetera, said that they would be in contact with me. Immediately upon getting the information that I had been around somebody that was now confirmed to have Ebola, I went ahead and isolated myself and called my friend that was on the plane with, and he isolated himself as well. We decided to do that as a precautionary measure because we hadn't really heard back from the CDC. The response was pretty slow at the time. We weren't getting any information, but we did know that as long as we quarantined ourselves, that we were not going to put anybody in danger.
Right. They didn't ask you to, though.
No, I finally got a call today at 11:15 from an epidemiologist at the Dallas County Health Department. And she finally said that they were suggesting that we quarantine ourselves, but at this point it was voluntary, not mandatory.
Wow.
However, she did say that it would probably soon be mandatory, but they haven't confirmed that yet.
How do you feel about the way that they're handling this?
It could be expedited, for sure. They also told me that there's been a no boarding order, that I'm not allowed to be on any commercial flights or cruise lines or anything of that nature.
Okay.
Through November 3rd, after the 21-day incubation period. So they covered that, and I certainly wish that they would have done that from the very start. I wouldn't be in this position in the first place. I think the response has been sluggish, and hopefully they're going to take it a little bit more serious.